A week ago, the US Capitol building was under attack by an angry mob. Today, the House of Representatives is voting to impeach Donald Trump for a second time. With just a week before he leaves office, the president is facing a charge of inciting an insurrection. And with reports of more demonstrations being planned, President Trump has this morning issued a statement calling for calm, saying there must be no violence, no law-breaking, and no vandalism of any kind. North America correspondent Catherine Diss reports from Washington.
House will be in order.
Returning to a heavily fortified Capitol building protected by thousands of National Guard troops.
Speaker, we are debating this historic measure at an actual crime scene, and we wouldn't be here if it weren't for the President of the United States.
Congress, for the second time in 13 months, embarking on the journey of bringing the most serious political charge against a sitting president.
Donald John Trump thus warrants impeachment and trial, removal from office, and disqualification to hold and enjoy any office of honor, trust, or profit under the United States.
The impeachment article accuses Donald Trump of inciting an insurrection, which led to the deadly rampage by his loyal supporters last week, derailing the confirmation of Joe Biden's election win.
He must go. He is a clear and present danger to the nation that we all love.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi opening debate on the House floor.
It gives me no pleasure to say this. It breaks my heart. It should break your heart. It should break all of our hearts.
Unlike last time, Republican support for the president is fraying at the edges. Several so far have shown their hand in support. The number who vote could be higher. Republican Adam Kinzinger among the defectors.
We live in the time right now where there are people that are willing to take violence to members of Congress because of a political view or because they have been brainwashed some to the point to believe that this is the end of their life in a democratic republic because they've been told that.
And according to the New York Times, even the most powerful man in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, is said to back the move. Democrat Omar Elan urged those on the other side of the aisle to fall in line.
We have been asked to turn a blind eye to the criminality, corruption, and blatant disregard to the rule of law by the tyrant president we have in the White House.
But like much in this country, opinion over firing the gun on the Constitution's gravest remedy remains divided. One of the president's most ardent backers, Republican Jim Jordan.
This doesn't unite the country. There's no way this helps the nation deal with the tragic and terrible events of last week that we all condemn. And Republicans have been consistent. We've condemned all the violence all the time. We condemned it last summer. We condemned it last week. We should be focused on bringing the nation together. Instead, Democrats are going to impeach the president for a second time, one week before he leaves office.
Here's House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy.
That doesn't mean the president is free from fault. The president bears responsibility for Wednesday's attack on Congress by mob rioters. He should have immediately denounced the mob when he saw what was unfolding. These facts require immediate action by President Trump. Accept his share of responsibility. Quell the brewing unrest. And ensure President-elect Biden is able to successfully begin his term.
The vote has got underway. It's likely to pass. Democrats hold the numbers in the chamber. From here, the charge will go to the Senate. To convict the president, a two-thirds majority is needed. It's likely to hit the floor of the upper chamber on the eve of Joe Biden's inauguration. Firmly cementing Donald Trump's legacy will extend well beyond his term in the Oval Office. This is Catherine Diss in Washington, reporting for AM.